Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come to you and present a lesson this morning. This lesson I'm going to give today is it's about blind Bartimaeus. This is the first sermon I remember my dad preaching, and I was about in the fourth grade. I wish I had his notes. I have no idea what sermon he presented. I just remembered that he gave this sermon, and I wish I could find his notes, but I think they're forever gone. But I had two versions. I had the air-conditioned version and the non-air-conditioned version, so I think we'll go with the non-air-conditioned version this morning. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, and we're going to go through each of these verses and get some meaning and application out of it, and hopefully it will help us in our own lives. So chapter 10, verse 46, it reads, And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. So when you first read that, you say, well, I mean, he came to Jericho as he was leaving Jericho. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But, of course, Joshua destroyed Jericho, and it was a small village at that time, and Jericho was rebuilt close by. And so they were leaving the destroyed Jericho, the small village, and they were approaching the new Jericho. And, of course, this was a highly trafficked area, so it was a prime place for Bartimaeus to hang out and ask for help. And so Bartimaeus really is no different than what we were in our situation. He was blind, and he was helpless, and he was in great need. And there's an account in John chapter 9 about a blind man being healed by Jesus. And, of course, his disciples asked, was it the man or was it his parents that sinned? And Jesus said that it was neither, that neither had sinned, but God used that situation so that the works of God might be displayed in that man. And we need to realize when we live our lives, we're going to have hardships. We're going to have things that happen to us. We're going to have sickness, death in the family. It's not necessarily because of something that we did wrong, but God can use those situations to show his power and that his will can be displayed through our lives. And so we need to realize that we are in the same situation that blind Bartimaeus was in, that we also are sinners in need of help. Turn in your Bibles to John 9, verse 39. It says, Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." So reading in verse 47, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." So he heard from the crowd that it was Jesus of Nazareth. But that's not what Bartimaeus said when he called out for Jesus. Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. He knew that Jesus was the son of David. The crowd knew Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth. So the crowd was blind, but Bartimaeus could actually see because Bartimaeus recognized the Christ. And we need to recognize the Christ. Our scripture reading this morning, Isaiah 55, verse 6, that we need to find Christ while he's there to be found. I'll reread that. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That's exactly what Bartimaeus did, and that's exactly what we need to do while we have an opportunity, because our opportunity will not always be here. Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, if you seek me, you will find me. But we have to actively look for Christ. And that's what Bartimaeus did. He recognized the Christ, and he called out to him. In verse 48, many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So he met resistance. He called out to Christ, and he was rebuked. What happens to us maybe when we call out to Christ? Does the world want us to find Christ, or does that convict them? It does. It convicts them. But what was Bartimaeus' response? He called out all the more that Christ could have mercy on him and help him. And that's how we need to respond when we have obstacles and things that are in our way. We need to call out to Christ even more, because the world does not want us to. Matthew 10:37-39, it says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So we have to put Christ number one. We have to put him first. We can't put our family, friends, job, nothing that this world has to offer can we put above Christ. And that's what Bartimaeus was doing. He ignored the crowd, and he cried out to Christ even more, even with the rebukes of the crowd. In verse 49, it says, and Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. So where was Jesus going? Jesus was going to Jerusalem. And I imagine he had a lot on his mind, because we know why he was going to Jerusalem. He was going to fulfill his father's will, and he was going to be murdered, executed upon that cross for our sins. But that didn't deter Jesus, did it? He stopped. He heard the blind man, and he stopped, and he said, call him. So we know that God desires for each and every one of us to be saved. God cares for each and every one of us. Jesus cares for each and every one of us. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it tells us that God desires for all of us to be saved and to come to the knowledge of God, of the truth. And so that's what Jesus is willing to do for each and every one of us. He's calling us, and we need to take heart and get up and go to him. In verse 50, this was Bartimaeus' response when he heard the call of Jesus, and throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. So what did he do? He got rid of any impediment that would keep him from Jesus. He discarded his cloak, and he rose up with great haste and went towards Jesus. What do we in our lives, what do we need to cast off? And how do we need to respond when Jesus calls us? It's an immediate response. Some will say, well, I got some things that I want to do in my life first, and then as I get older, then maybe I'll follow Jesus. I'll make those changes. Or I've got things that I need to do. 1 John 2, if you would turn there. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." So we need to respond in the same way that Bartimaeus did. Get rid of the things that entangle us. And come to Christ. Go to Christ. If you haven't done that, you have that opportunity this morning. Don't put it off. And in verse 51, "And Jesus said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And the blind man said, 'Rabbi, let me recover my sight.'" So what was Jesus doing there? Jesus was giving Bartimaeus an opportunity to display his faith. And that's what God wants for us, too. That Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." That's what Bartimaeus did. Bartimaeus was seeking Jesus. Bartimaeus found Jesus. And Bartimaeus asked that he be healed. Is that not exactly what we do of our Savior? We ask our Savior to heal us, to forgive us, to cleanse us. We need to do that very thing. And in the last verse, Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. So 1 John 5, verse 4. "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So our faith is the victory. Just like Bartimaeus' faith gave him the victory, gave him his sight, and then Bartimaeus went on. He didn't just take his sight and go on his own way. He went on and followed the Savior. He followed Jesus. So really, this account here, which is real, is really the account. It's an account of the gospel that we can follow for our salvation. Bartimaeus was blind. He was helpless and he was in need of a Savior. We're in that same situation. We're in need of a Savior. And many of us here this morning have that Savior. The blind man saw that Jesus was the Son of David and that he was God and he was his Savior. We need to realize that we are dead in our sins and we need Jesus. Bartimaeus acted and called on Jesus to help him. We need to do the same thing. Acts chapter 22, verse 16, it says, "And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." We need to call for Jesus and we need to obey. So Bartimaeus followed Jesus the rest of his days. And we need to follow Jesus as well. So we can see the gospel through this account. And we need to obey the gospel. And many of us have. But if you are here this morning and you have not put on Christ as your Savior, and you're still blind, and you're still walking in your sins, you have an opportunity to make that right and to come to Jesus. And you say, "Well, I may do this tomorrow." But we need to do it while we have opportunity, while Jesus is to be found, like we read in our scripture reading this morning. Or if you need to get yourself back on track and you need the prayers of the congregation, you find that you're slipping and you need to come back, Do so. Do it this morning while you have that opportunity. But please come as we stand and sing.